Perek HaKoel Shoichtin is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Yisrael Zorach Zichroina Levrocha by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Kraus. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetri Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Chofhei. The Gemara, throughout this daf, discusses many halachas of the Tumah of Kelim. Which Kelim, which vessels are able to become Tameh and which ones aren't. And the Gemara says on the Amid Beis, the Tanya, that it must be that you hold that Kli Etzem, a keli made out of bone, is also Mekabel Toma. And the Gemara says, we see that the Tanya, Bishma B'noisham Rechim Ben Breika Omer, we learned in Hebraisa, Bishma the son of Rechim Ben Breika says, Matam Olemi B'chulem Nais Isim Tischato, what's the Pasuk saying? All things made out of goats are, you have to be Metayer them, the Havi Dovar Habo Mina Izim Mina Kanaim Mina Tlafayim. The Torah is coming to include anything made out of goats, including the horns, including the hooves. That all those things are also Tame Sha'ar Behem Vichayim Minayim. How do I know things made out of other animals is also Tame? Tamaloime Vichol Ma'asi Izim. The Pasuk says Vichol, that call comes to include anything of all animals, also bones of all animals are tamei. Im kemat amalei meizim. So why does the Torah say izim? Why does it say goats? What's goats coming to exclude? Pirad lo oifos. The Gemara says izim. The word izim is coming to exclude oifos. That birds, things made out of birds, kelim, vessels made out of the bones of birds or anything out of birds is not mekabel tuma. That is our Gemara. So really, it's a whole long sugya, but Be'ez Hashem will explain a little more specifically about this Gemara. Based on this Gemara and other Gemaras, the Rambam and others come out with rules of what kelim are mekabel toma. And the Rambam says that there's only seven types of kelim, seven types of vessels that could be mekabel toma min ha'Torah. And the seven vessels are, if it's made out of wood, or if it's made out of cloth, or if it's made out of leather, or if it's made out of sackcloth, which is basically made out of the hairs of goats, or if it's made out of bone, or if it's a earthenware keli, kli cheres, or kli matches, or that it's made out of metal. Now, how do I know all these different things? So, Kli Matches, for example, we have a pasuk that talks about Achas Azov Es HaKesef. The pasuk talks about things made out of silver and gold. We have Cheres. Many times the Torah talks about Kli Cheres. Beged, we have the Gemara. The pasuk talks about in Parashat Shmini, Kli Eitz, Oy Beged, Oy Ar, Oy Sak. So, here the Torah talked about things made out of leather or sackcloth. Or beged, or material, like made out of wool or linen, like we have Bashanis. And Kli Etzem, the source for Kli Etzem, is this Gemara. And Eitz is a Gemara in Shabbos. We have a Gemara in Shabbos. We have a Mekairus, how we know Kli Eitz is Tameh. So these are the seven kelim that are mekabel tumah min ha'Torah. Now, the Mishnah in Masechta Kelim comes and gives us additional rules to understand what kelim are mekabel tumah min ha'Torah and which aren't. For example, you may have other things that you'll have a suffix about. You may be in doubt sometimes which things are included in these seven types of kelim. So the other rules will all help us, give us a clue to understand if it's a keli that is mekabel tumah min ha-toyer or not. And the Mishnah there says in Masechta Kelim Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah is Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid, that anything that's from the Yam, anything that comes from the sea, is tar. Except for the Gemara, the Mishnah there has one exception. A certain thing is Tameh, but the general rule is anything that comes from the Yam is tar. And the things that are Tameh are things that come from the Abasha, from the dry land. And think of it, all these seven that we said, eight grows on the ground, the Gadim either comes from wool or from linen, linen grows, the Gadim is wool comes from sheep that grow on the ground, they are raised on the ground, or is leather, leather is animals, animals are gidule karka, sack is sackcloth, it's coming from ezim, it's coming from goats again, bone is coming again from animals, cheres is the earth itself, matches is something that's a hard piece, that's drawn from the, taken out of the ground. Again, all these things are yabasha, all these things are from the dry land. Then the Mishnah has another rule. And the Mishnah says that depends which day it was created. The Mishnah says things that were created on the first day, some things from the first day have tuma. Well, Aretz, the Aretz is the, part of the yabasha was in the Rekia, then the Mishnah says anything, the things that were created on the third day also have Toma. What was created on the third day? The third day was the trees. The trees have Toma. Wood. Wood creates, that's Minatoya. Then the Mishnah says what's created on the fourth day does not have Toma. The Hainu, what was created on the fourth day? Birds and fish. So we, like our Gemara said, that pran la'ifos, birds are excluded, the things that come, kalim, utensils, made out of, sources from birds, is not tame, and hu'adin, like we'll see more, things that come from fish are not tame. Then the Mishnah says things from the days of 5 and 6, which are the animals, and people, those things are tame. The Rash adds over there that shrotzim, insects that were also created on the 5th or 6th day, and those things are tame. So this gives us insight of how to make general rules, how to figure things out, which things are tame and which things are not tame. So as far as things that were created on the third day, which we said that's trees and wood, and those things are mekabel tumah min ha-toyra. There's an interesting machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos, if min ha-toyra, things that come, kalim that are made out of other things that grow from the ground, other than trees or linen, if they are mekabel tumah. When we say wood and we say trees, does that include all things that grow? Min ha-Torah? Or perhaps it's limited to trees? Now they both agree, both the Tosfos and the Rambam agree that the Rabbanan will be Tameh. So many of the Nafkaminas anyways will not be such a Nafkamina. But Min ha-Torah on the biblical level, it's a machlokes, there's a Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Dalid, that Tosfos says that a mappetz that's made out of gemi, so it's not considered a kli eitz, because it doesn't go from a tree. The Rambam, there's a Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Tosfos asks, and a kveres, clay cash, it's made out of straw. In fact, Tosfos, why is clay cash considered clay eitz? So Tosfos answers, it's mekabel tumah only with the rabbanon, or the cash is considered eitz, it's considered wood, considered a tree. But Tosfos, you see from Tosfos, for sure in his first teretz, that cash, straw, is not considered clay eitz. It's only mekabel tumah with the rabbanon. However, the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Mishachas Kelim, Halacha Yud Gimel says, and all kelim asui mina guma mina arava mina konim mikapes atmarim mina olim the asrigim with beilonis mina cholof, anything that comes from trees, whether it's from reeds, whether it's from aravis that we shall use for the lulav and asrig, whether it's from kapes tmarim, whether it's from leaves, branches, anything, no matter what it is, all things that grow hakol bichlal kli etz hakol godim mina orat ke etz. The Rambam says explicitly that everything that's growing from the ground is included in this rule of wood and trees. And we said things that were created on the third day, the trees, those things have tumah and mekabel tumah min ha'Torah. According to this, that's only on the biblical level. Our kelim that are made out of things like reeds or aravis, are they mekabel tumah min ha'Torah or only mederabbanan? That's just Maimra Muskir, an interesting machloikis. There's another machloikis, and that's how to teach our Gemara. Our Gemara says that izim comes to exclude oifis. The word izim tells us that oifis, birds, are not mekabel tumah. Things, anything that comes from birds. If it's a keli that's made out of the bones of birds, or the feathers of birds, or anything of the flesh of the birds, the skin of the birds, no matter what it is from the birds, it's not mekabel tumah. Now what about fish? So we said before, the Mishnah in Kalim told us that things that were created on the fourth day, the hainu, what the Meforshim say, is birds and fish, are not mekabel tumah. But how do I know? So the Rash in Kalim, right over there on that Mishnah, says that our exclusion, this Gemara, that says Izim comes to exclude Oifos, really it's coming to exclude Oifos and Dogim. Both Oifos and Dogim, both fish and birds, are in the same boat, are both excluded together from the word Izim. Since they are things that, in a certain sense, they come from the Yam, they come from the water, they were born, the Hashem created them from the Rekak. They come in a certain sense from water, but in any case they were created on the fourth day. All these things that were created on the fourth day are not mekabel tumah, and they are excluded from this exclusion of izim. Aye, there's a Torah Kayani. There's a Braisa that says that oy beget comes to exclude the bones of dogim, kalim that are made from the bones of fish. The Torah Kayanim says, "Oy beged, oy or." Just like a beged is something that grows from the ground, so too skin is only from something that grows from the ground. And from there we learn that kelim made out of the skin of fish is tahar. So why do I need a new exclusion to exclude fish in this Torah Kayanim from another pasuk of "Oy beged, oy or"? Says the Sefer, "Mayim tahirim." That the Torah's Kohanim is only coming to exclude. I would have thought that since the Torah says by or, by leather, the Torah says or stoma, the Torah says any leather, it's mashma, it would be mashma to include even leather from fish or birds. So there was a havamino that the Torah had to come to exclude. Betzem, fish and birds were already, the bones of fish and the bones of birds were already excluded. I would have thought that specifically things made out of the skin of the fish and the birds, perhaps that was included in Ur, so for that the Torah gave a bezunder and mir, the Torah gave a new exclusion for the skin of the fish and the skin of birds. That is the mahalach of the Rash, and the emes is that really Rashi also goes like that. There's a Rashi that also holds like this Rash. Here's the Rashi. So you state in Rashi, Mesach the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches, Amet Aleph, that all that included in this exclusion of Ezim to exclude birds also comes to exclude fish. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Kalim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis and Gimel, he's pretty clear that from our Gemara we only exclude birds. Izim only comes to exclude birds. Fish, how do I know fish are excluded? That's from a different exclusion. That's from that drasha that we have in Tayas Kayani, my Begadei Or, that it has to be something that comes from the land, not from something, or grows on the land, not from something that comes from the sea, and fish comes from the sea. So it's Machlaikis, Rashi with the Rash, against the Rambam, how to teach our drasha that we have in our Gemara. Well, the halacha, there isn't going to be too much of an afkemino. They both agree that anything that comes from fish or birds is not mekabel tomo, and things, and other things are mekabel tomo, and the question is just how to learn the drashas, how to understand our Gemara, and how to understand the Toyas Kayani. Now this discussion that we're having about which kelim are mekabel tomo and which ones aren't, so one may think that the discussion is not such a practical halachic discussion. Today, we don't keep the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. We don't know who's Tameh, who's not, generally speaking. For the greatest part, the mikveh, going being Tevel in the mikveh, is only for to be matter Isha Lebala, for Tevel for Nida, or for just extra Kedusha. But we don't know who's Azov, who's Tameh Tumas Meis, and nobody at all ever eats Truma or Challah, and we don't know. We don't know who's Tameh, who's Tahar. We're all assumed to be Tameh, and therefore, generally speaking, we the halachas of Tumah and Tahara are mostly not practical. However, there are some practical nafkaminas of Hilchos Tumah and Tahara, and this sugya specifically is discussed at length in Poskim in a very practical level. And let's begin. There's a halach in Hilchos Nida that a lady that has a kesam is Tameh. If a lady sees blood on a garment or on herself without having a hargasha, so it will be tameh, the tumah of a kesam. She can become tameh, it's a tumah of kesam. However, there's numerous exclusions to that tumah of kesam. One of the exclusions to the tumah of kesam is tumah that's found on something that's not mekabel tumah. If the kesam is found on something that's not mekabel tumah, then she won't be tameh al tumas kesam. So now that we have such a halacha, we have to know what things are mekabel tumah and what things are not mekabel tumah. So as we mentioned, there's basic, general seven guidelines. Seven things that are mekabel tumah, and if it's not one of those kelim, then it's not mekabel tumah. However, there's some things that we could be misopic about. And the place can discuss what's the halacha of kelim that are made out of plastic. And today, if you think of it, there's so many kelim, there's a tremendous amount of garments and other items that are made out of plastic or nylon or synthetic fibers. And I don't know if that's the majority of the kelim and items, but definitely a large amount. A very high percentage of things that we have around us are made out of plastic, nylon, or synthetic fibers, and we have to discuss if such a thing is mekabel tumah or not. Is it included in these shiva kelim? Is it included in these seven kelim that are tameh or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and this is in Igros Moshe, Yerodei Chele Gimel, Simen Lamed, and Simon Nun Gimel, and he's writing a tshuva to Rabbi Elimelech Bluth, one of his close talmidim, and he asked him about plastic. If a lady finds a kesem on plastic or synthetic fibers, does she become tame? Is such a thing? Are these synthetic fibers, are they mekabel tumah or not? So the Rabbi Moshe says the general rules that we spoke about, that anything that comes from the sea, kelim that are made from things that come from the sea is tar. And things that come from fish and from birds is tar. There's one exception, agav, and Moshe throws it in, that even though things that come from kelim made out of fish and birds is tahar, but the Mishnah itself says if it's made from the wing of an Osnia, of this bird called Osnia, or if it's made from the egg of an Amonis, which could possibly be an ostrich, Kalim made from these things, the Rabbanon said that they're Tame, even though they're coming from fisher birds. The Cholayf and Shehu, so says Reb Moshe, plastic, if it's made from things that come from wood, some plastics, the source is really something that, some part of the tree, and if it's coming from the tree, so we said wood, but things coming from the trees, do have tumah. We said perhaps things that are not trees, things that grow like reeds and aravis, perhaps it's a machloikas rambam and toisvis, if it's tame minat Torah or only mit the rabbanon, but either way it's tame. So if the source of plastic is from something that's growing from trees or the like, so then, says Reb Moshe, l'chayra, it would be tame. And even though it changed its form, and they had to, scientifically in the lab, they had to change its form and separate the parts, and however it was that they made it into plastic, nevertheless, since the source of it is from wood, the source of it is from trees, the source of it is from something that grows from the ground, says Reb Moshe, it would be tame. He wants to explain that that's really Anoy de Yehuda, that talked about something in his days. He talked about Niyar in his days. He says that the Anoy de Yehuda was not ready to say that it was tar, even though it was ground up, even though it changed its form. The only way the Anoy de Yehuda was ready to say it was tar is only because if it's not a keli. But if it is a keli, then it's going to be tame. Sorry. Yeah, he said he was not ready to say it's tar from that it's ground up. He's only ready to say it was tar because it's not a beged, it's not a keli. But if we do have keli made out of nylon or made out of plastic or synthetic fibers, says Reb Moshe, so then if the source is from wood or trees, we should have to go and say that it's tame, and if a kesem is found on it, it would be tame. However, says Reb Moshe, he heard that nowadays they make plastic out of petroleum. They make it out of an oil that's found in teapots in the ground, deep down in the ground. So then, says Reb Moshe, then it's not mekabel tumah. Because then it's not, that's not from Oretz. That's like yam. Moshe doesn't spell it out, but look, what he means is, then it's like mayonois. It's like deep parts of, like, just like if there's a well or a spring that's full of water, it would be tar. That's like kol shebayam, anything that's in the sea is tar. So too, if there's a deep part of petroleum or oil, if there's a whole well or spring of oil, so that's like things that are yam, those are things that are like sea and water, and those things do not have any tuma. So if plastic comes from petroleum, or any other materials or fabrics that are made from petroleum, says Reb Moshe, then it would be tar. And any keli, any vessel, utensil made from it would be tar, from din of tumah and tara. And if it's tar, so then any a kesem that's found on it would also be tar. And the lady would not become tameh from finding a kesem that she finds on herself. Now it should be noted that this is the opinion of Reb Moshe, and we find those that disagree on both points of Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe made two points. One thing was that Reb Moshe said that if the plastic has a wood source, then it's tame. And the second chiddush of Reb Moshe was that if it's a petroleum source, then it's tar. In truth, there are some poskim that say, even if it's a petroleum source, it's still tame. The fact that it comes from petroleum is not enough to make it be tar. Even then, it's tame. They say that that's not necessarily considered yam. They want to say that that's perhaps considered yabasha. That's not considered water. That's considered yabasha. And therefore, it would be tame. And the other point of Emisha, the Moshe says it has a wood source, then it's tame. So on that also there are those that disagree. On that there are those that say that since it changed its form, and now it was changed in a lab, and it's a whole different thing, so now it's tar. However, there are very many poskim that do follow this mahalach of Rav Moshe, and go on this path. It does seem that most poskim say that if it's coming from a petroleum source, from an oil source, then it's tar, then it's considered minayam, and then it's tar. And as far as the other thing is, if it comes from a wood source, I'm not sure how many, there are some poskim that disagree, but I'm not sure if that's really a majority. Either way, like in many other areas, of course, one has to ask their own personal poskim to give them a psak for them. This was just to bring an awareness and open, give insight of understanding the shayla. Shayla is kalim, clothing, materials, utensils made out of plastic or other synthetic fibers, are they mekabel tuma or not? And as we said, as an afkemina for tumas kisamim. This concludes this shir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.